And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is the show with Jen and Truda for Monday, March 5th, with a look at today's big stories. The Shape of Water is walking away with the biggest prize after last night's Oscars. The film beat out all the others contending for Best Picture. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri's Frances McDormand won Best Actress. Gary Oldman from Darkest Hour won Best Actor. Jordan Peele made history by becoming the first African-American to win Best Original Screenplay for his movie Get Out. And Jimmy Kimmel, of course, returned as host for the second year in a row, made some jabs about Harvey Weinstein, women in the film industry, and equal pay. My favorite part was they had a contest, and Jimmy Kimmel announced that the shortest speech would win a jet ski.
That was great.
And they did it Price is Right style, where the, you know, the screen lifts up and Helen Mirren is there showing off this fabulous jet ski worth $18,000. He closed the show by announcing that Phantom Thread costume designer Mark Bridges had the shortest speech and would be taking home that prize.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Sporting KC lost 2-0 to New York City FC in their MLS opener at Children's Mercy Park. It was KC's first home opening defeat since 2009. Sporting's next game is Saturday at the Chicago Fire. Toy maker Lego coming out with new plant-based plastic pieces. Lego says it will manufacture some of its pieces from sustainable plant-based plastic. The material will be sourced from sugarcane, and production of the pieces has already started. They're expected to be in Lego boxes later this year. Lego executives say children and parents won't notice any difference in the quality or appearance of the new elements. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The 5th of March, Monday morning, and it's time for Jen's impossible question.
A movie package on the line. We've got movie passes for you. We'll also throw in a Blu-ray if you can get the correct answer to this. 15% of people surveyed say you're officially an adult when you buy this for the first time. What are we talking about?
All right, 816-576-7102. No texting, so convert those into calls, please. We can make you a winner this morning. There were two shows. We ended up seeing two Oscar movies over the weekend. We saw Lady Bird and Three Billboards.
Okay.
And so Lady Bird and Speechless from this past week both feature characters turning 18 years old and buying the same exact thing. A playboy and a playgirl. So.
That is not the right answer here. I will tell you that.
I didn't figure it would be, but I just thought it was so funny that that was like the very first thing they all did.
This is not an exciting thing to have to buy. It's just a very adult thing that you have to buy.
Gotcha. All right, let's try Jordan in KC Mo. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
All right, take a whack out of here. What are we buying that makes us an adult?
I feel like it was cigarettes for me.
It's not cigarettes.
Oh.
Yeah, this isn't something that's like fun or exciting, like, ooh, I can't wait until I'm that age to get that. This is something you're like, ah, crap, now I gotta buy that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Jordan, good guess. Thank you, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
Also, it's not cheap. It's, and you have to buy it for all sorts of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Your car and your house and your life.
Adulting is hard.
Adulting is hard. 576-7102 with your guesses.
All right, let's try. We'll go to Liberty here, and we'll try with Andrea. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
What do you think, Andrea?
Health insurance?
It's insurance, yep.
Okay, let me give that one to you. Yep.
Not exciting, but makes you an adult when you gotta buy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
How are you starting out this Monday? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to hook you up so you can go see the movie Game Night, and we'll also throw in the Blu-ray of Lady and the Tramp.
Awesome.
All right. Hold on for 1 second, Andrea. Joey's going to get the info there. The old insurance, the old adulting, huh?
Stupid.
Man, Playgirl and Playboy was much better.
Yes, that's a much more exciting thing to get at 18.
Your first time in Cirilla's at 18, you're like, It's still known as Priscilla's then.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, part of Penn & Teller, magician Penn Jillette is 63. Televangelist Joel Osteen is 55. And actress Eva Mendes is 44. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway made up for mistakenly naming La La Land the winner of Best Picture last year, instead correctly announcing last night that The Shape of Water won the honor at the 90th Academy Awards. Frances McDormand won Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Sam Rockwell took home Best Supporting Actor for his role in that same movie. Gary Oldman won Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. And then Best Supporting Actress went to Allison Janney for I, Tonya.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, I went to the Sporting KC game last night.
Okay.
So I made that call. I'm like, I'll go. Then it was freezing and we lost 2-0. And I went, I really should have stayed home and watched the Oscars. But I did go home. I watched it from beginning to end, the Oscars. I thought it was the best Oscars that we've had in probably a decade.
That's because you could fast forward through the commercials. It was much faster the way you did it.
Well, no, that's true. Right. But I mean, I thought top to bottom, Kimmel was great. The bits were good. The winners, I thought, while predictable, were somewhat, they were good stuff.
They had a funny bit where they gave away a jet ski for the shortest acceptance speech.
I love that. That was fantastic.
Remember Me from Coco ended up winning Best Original Song. Get Out got Best Original Screenplay. And Call Me By Your Name was awarded Best Adapted Screenplay.
You know, that was the only travesty was the Coco win to me. I thought The Greatest Showman, Addie and I saw that on Tuesday. That should have been the winner.
Yeah. Joey?
Well, don't forget that Kobe Bryant won an Oscar for Best Animated Short for Dear Basketball, which means Kobe Bryant got an Oscar before Shaq.
That is absolutely correct. Kobe Bryant, now an Oscar winner as well.
Space Jam not going to be high on the list of anybody's future Oscar picks. They're rumored to be coming out with a sequel to that, by the way.
I'm sure.
And I will see that immediately.
That probably ended up winning some Razzie Awards. Those awards just came out as well. The Emoji Movie, number one in the Razzies.
Oh, yes, of course.
That won Worst Picture, Director, Screenplay, and Screen Combo at the ceremony. Across all nine categories, 50 Shades Darker also landed Worst Supporting Actress for Kim Basinger and Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. Tom Cruise snagged Worst Actor for his work in The Mummy, and then Mel Gibson won Worst Supporting Actor for Daddy's Home 2. There's your Razzies. And Khloe Kardashian is expecting a baby girl. The reality TV star revealed the sex of her baby in last night's season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She is due sometime in the next couple of months.
Did you watch the Oscars last night? What did you think of it? Did you like it? What were your favorite parts? Love to hear from you guys. 816-576-7102 and the text or the calls. I thought it was great. I really thought the telecast was fantastic.
And you finally got to see Three Billboards, too.
I did. We saw a couple of movies over the weekend. We saw Lady Bird, too. Unbelievable. I get to be a presenter at the Movie Trip TV Awards in 2 nights from now at the Alamo Draft House.
Fantastic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning. It is The Show with Jen and Truda for Monday, March 5th. The Shape of Water is the Best Picture winner at the 90th Annual Academy Awards. Guillermo del Toro won the Best Director Oscar for his fantasy love story. Frances McDormand won her second Best Actress Oscar for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And Gary Oldman's portrayal of Winston Churchill won Best Actor for Darkest Hour. Jimmy Kimmel hosted last night, had some great lines in the monologue, opening monologue. He said, "Men screwed up so badly, women started dating fish," talking about The Shape of Water. There were a lot of lines that I thought were great.
Oh, they're fantastic. They were all about, I mean, they turned an eye to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
They focused on the Price Waterhouse screw up last year for Best Picture. I mean, nothing was off limits.
Timothy Chalamet, who was really young, and I didn't look up how young he is, but he was the nominee, and Jimmy Kimmel said, he's actually missing Paw Patrol to be here tonight.
That was great.
The Big 12 men's basketball tournament gets underway with two games Wednesday at Sprint Center. Oklahoma State and Oklahoma will play in the first game, with the winner facing top-seeded Kansas on Thursday. Iowa State and Texas will meet in the second game. The winner of that game faces second-seeded Texas Tech on Thursday. In the other Thursday games, K-State going to meet TCU and Baylor's going to square off with West Virginia. The championship game is Saturday. And, okay, put down your breakfast for just a second, but a pilot who landed at Washington Dulles International Airport on Friday morning said that nearly all of the passengers got sick on his flight, and as it made a very turbulent descent due to raging winds battering the entire region. The pilot's report reads, "Very bumpy on descent. Pretty much everyone on the plane threw up. Pilots on the verge of throwing up."
Oh, my.
They say the turbulence was a result of Winter Storm Riley, which brought 71-mile-per-hour winds to the Virginia airport by late that morning.
I've got a flight to L.A. on Sunday. Don't tell me. Please, please.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. Good luck. It's your 10 items or less for Monday on The Show.
Anymore, I just don't look forward to flying.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Starting to head into spring break mode and then prom. I've seen all the dresses out. I've seen kids starting to look for stuff. So last week, we kicked off our big prom giveaway where someone is going to win the dress of their choice from Natalie M. in Overland Park. And we're also going to throw in Tux Rental from Tip Top Tux.
Sweet.
We asked people to submit in 102 words or less why they deserve to win our prom giveaway. We got all these amazing entries, and we have randomly chosen the top five.
Okay.
These top five are Amy from Peculiar, who nominated Megan. Pam from Raymore, who nominated Jordan, who goes to Ray Peck High School. Tracy from Holden nominated her daughter Mallory. Denise from KCMO nominated her daughter Cammy. And Natalie from Independence nominated herself. So we are going to put all those five finalists up at kc1021.com. We will have that up here, within an hour or so. And then you can vote. You'll have until Thursday to vote for whoever you want. Friday morning, we'll announce the big winner of the prom giveaway.
Man, I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Megan, Jordan, Mallory, Cammy, Natalie. One of you will win.
I just remember last year in our winner, in the look on her face, in the pictures that she sent us, that afterwards she was so proud of the dress she had picked out and the fact that she had won, and we had taken care of such a big expense for, you know, a teenager and their family for the school year.
I mean, you're talking about dresses that run, my sister says average around $300
yeah.
for the dress. And I'm sure Tux Rental's up there too. So that's a big chunk coming
no
out.
No question.
So we'll announce the winner. And I remember last year when we called her. We called her during class. Her teacher actually did let her answer the phone. And then she started crying, which was very, very sweet. So
yeah,
be excited to see who the winner is. This Friday, we'll have them all up at kc1021.com here in just a bit.
All right, that's fantastic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Time to do a round of Think and Sync. Your chance to win tickets to a Mavericks hockey game. It's a family four-pack, 5767102, if you want a chance at those tickets. We will try to match our answers. However many we get right aligns with the number. Line one, if we get one right, line two, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Good luck.
All right. I made this a little bit Oscar related. Since the Oscars were on last night, Shape of Water, the big winner. We'll start with Joey and Brian.
Boy.
See if you can match your answer. Name someone who won an Oscar last night in 3, 2, 1.
Jordan Peele. Francis McDormand.
Ooh. Oh, Jordan Peele and Frances McDormand, both correct answers, but not a match.
Yep.
All right, Joey.
All right. Well, this one isn't Oscar themed.
That's
sorry. Jobs. It is the title category. And job at a beach. 3, 2, 1.
Lifeguard.
Nice. Yeah.
It's got to be that or a concession stand, right? Are there any other jobs at a beach?
I think so. Right,
I figure we could get at least one.
At least we could get one.
I mean, Baywatch taught us anything. Girl who runs in bikini in slow motion. Is that to qualify as a job?
Absolutely right. Okay. That's the title, too.
Let's see. For Joey and Jen, this one is Oscar related in so far as it's an actor. You have to complete the last name or the first last name that you think of. So let me give you this. Robert Blank. 3, 2, 1.
De Niro.
Yes. What other Robert could there be as an actor, huh?
All right, let's go with one more. Keeping it movie themed. Shaylee, do you want to jump in here?
Oh, God.
Shaylee and Joey.
Yes.
An animated movie that takes place in the ocean. In 3, 2, 1.
Finding Nemo.
Boom! Yes!
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Three today. That's a solid effort on a Monday.
Wow, that's amazing. I would not have said Finding Nemo.
So the winner
really?
Of the Mavericks hockey tickets is...
It's Mandy. Hey, good morning, Mandy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Did you watch the awards last night, the Oscars?
No, actually, I did not get the opportunity to.
Yep. It's all right.
You got the tickets. A four-pack for you to go enjoy some Mavericks hockey.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
In the spirit of the awards, though, is there anybody that you would like to thank? Would you like to give a thank you speech for your win today?
Oh, I would like to thank my mother. Without her, this would not be possible.
Oh, and they're playing you off already. Aww. It's what a shame.
That's okay. The shortest speech wins a jet ski.
Oh, yay. Well, not here. They win Mavericks tickets. How
That's
about
right.
that?
All right. Hang on the line, Joey. You'll get all the info.
I would have said The Little Mermaid. That's what I was going for.
Oh, no, I would have gone
Finding
Nemo.
I even like that movie better, too.
Under the Sea, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I still Finding Nemo. That's the latest.
And nobody said The Shape of Water either.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would have been. Not animated, though. It had to be an animated film.
Oh. Is that what you said? Was
yes. Yeah, you already would have lost.
Oh, okay. That's because I don't pay attention. That's why.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda for Monday, March 5th. The Shape of Water walked away with the biggest prize after last night's Oscars. The film beat out all the other contenders for Best Picture. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri's Frances McDormand won Best Actress. Gary Oldman won for Darkest Hour. Jordan Peele did make history by becoming the first African-American to win Best Original Screenplay for his movie Get Out. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel returned as host for the second year in a row, made some jabs about Harvey Weinstein, women in the film industry, and equal pay.
And offered this to the person who had the shortest speech.
The first Oscar ceremony lasted, and this is true, 15 minutes. And people still complain. But so if you do win an Oscar tonight, we want you to give a speech and we want you to say whatever you feel needs to be said. But with that said, this is a really long show. So here's what we're going to do. Whoever gives the shortest speech tonight will go home with Johnny, tell them what they'll win.
It's a brand new jet ski.
And it really is this big $18,000 jet ski.
$17,999. Back to you, Jimmy.
So Jimmy goes on
awesome.
To close the show by announcing that Phantom Thread costume designer Mark Bridges had the shortest speech and would be taking home that prize.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Sporting KC lost 2-0 to New York City FC in their MLS opener at Children's Mercy Park last night. It was Kansas City's first home opening loss since 2009. Sporting's next game, Saturday at the Chicago Fire. Toy maker Lego coming out with new plant-based plastic pieces. Lego says it's going to manufacture some of its pieces from sustainable plant-based plastic. The material is going to be sourced from sugarcane, and production of pieces has already started. They're expected to be in Lego boxes later this year. Lego executives say children and parents will not notice any difference in the quality or appearance of the new elements.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
If you want to win KC Rep Theater tickets, call now 576-7102. We're going to go around the room. Little highlights and lowlights of our weekend. Joey, let's start with you. What'd you do?
All right. You know, honestly, this was a really relaxing weekend. Mm-hmm. Just hung out with some friends on both Friday and Sunday. And Saturday, I got to train somebody new to work here. Ooh. And hung out outside of the Lord's show, listening to the Totally 80s Weekend.
Hung out with the Lord on the weekend.
Had a lot of people giving us some great comments for the Totally 80s Weekend.
Fantastic. We got a lot of texts this weekend, too. A ton of requests.
All right. Shaylee, highlights and lowlights for your weekend.
Highlights. I went to my niece's soccer game. She scored 2 goals. I was very, very proud. And
can we sign her at Sporting?
Right. And then I went to the Sporting game and watched them lose.
Watch no one score a goal.
Yeah.
Except and the other team.
And Joey and I did go to Media Day on Friday,
that
which
was
pretty cool.
That was a lot of fun. Mm.
Which, by the way, that was totally Jimmy Nielsen I ran into.
Really?
It was. Yeah.
She was convinced on the car ride back here that she saw Jimmy Nielsen and we're looking up to see why he would be here.
Who's Jimmy Nielsen?
He was the old goalie for Sporting.
Oh, okay.
Well, he did the I Believe We Will Win.
Well, that's when I was like, I knew
night.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, did you see him on the side of the road?
No,
was his car broken down? Where did you see him?
I saw him at the training center when
oh,
we were
okay.
at Media Day.
Gotcha.
And almost literally ran into him. But yeah, that was my weekend.
We took a quick road trip up to Nebraska City, Nebraska, which is 2 miles up there. There's a beautiful place called Lead Lodge, if you've never been there. That's where Arbor Day got started. There's a really cool mansion, and we took the kids up, and we did all these fun nature trails. And to be honest, the weather was gorgeous on Saturday up there, and nobody else was out, and so it was just us. And my kids repeatedly said, this is the greatest weekend ever. Hmm. Now, from the parent standpoint...
Way to go, Mom.
Great for me. It was a fast weekend. It's so fast. When you're trying to throw a road trip into 2 days, it was so fast. But yeah. It was beautiful scenery, and we got out of town, which is always nice. That was ours.
And for me, Addie had a bunch of play dates this weekend, so we got to watch some Oscar films because they're on iTunes now.
Oh.
So we watched Lady Bird and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got Jack Stack Barbecue.
Oh.
Great stuff. And then last night, I did have this fence of whether I was going to go to Sporting or watch the Oscars. I did go to the Sporting game.
I'm very proud.
So I was there. And then about halfway through when we were losing and it was cold, I was like, damn, I wish I was at home with the Oscars. But I went home and I watched them on tape from the beginning all the way to the end. So I watched the entire show.
I don't know, what sticks out of all of this to me is Joey having to train somebody here. That is, that sounds so terribly lame.
But that's going to help me in future weekends.
Yeah, no, that's true. You won't be stuck here so much.
But that sounds awful to be stuck here training somebody on a beautiful weekend. Yeah. I'm going with Joey.
I'm going with that, too. I'm good with that.
I was going with me, too.
Joey, lamest weekend.
All right,
which makes the winner of the KC Rep tickets.
Let's see. You know what? We'll make it somebody choose.
Line one. First caller.
Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
You're the winner.
Oh, excellent.
Joey's lame weekend has translated into your tickets. We'll send you over to the KC Rep Theater for their new show, Sex with Strangers.
Thanks, Joey.
You're welcome.
All right, Stephanie, you hold on for a second. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting show. You going to go see that? You can see all the opening night shows at KC Rep.
Yep, this Friday I'm going to be there. It's about Olivia, an obscure novelist on the cusp of 40. She gets trapped in a secluded B&B with Ethan, a wildly successful blogger who is 10 years younger. Opposites attract, passions ignite, and personalities clash as a winter storm rages outside.
Oh, wow. And the quiet storm rages inside.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
If I get the star map and I show up at Gwen Stefani's house next week, do you think that's cool?
I mean, not with her.
Oh, you guys are real quick on that.
Have you seen Blake Shelton's gun rack? I feel like it's solid.
And her security team.
Okay. I'll take it that's a no then.
But have fun in California.
But I'll be like, Gwen, we talked to you.
Don't you remember?
On the show at Christmas.
I gotta take the bullhorn. Gwen! We had you on our show at Christmas time. Come on, come out and see me.
Security.
Creep.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, part of Penn & Teller, magician Penn Jillette is 63. Televangelist Joel Osteen is 55, and actress Eva Mendes is 44. What were you just saying about the numbers from the Oscars last night?
So the story just came out. It says that in the overnights, the early overnight numbers from Nielsen, that there's a 16% drop in the telecast from the night from the year before for last night's Oscars. And that's going to mean that a 22 share, 32 million viewers, still down from the year over year. And I thought it was a great show. I thought it was the best Oscars that we'd had in like a decade almost.
Here's the problem. Is there were so many nominees for Best Picture. What, 9? And had the Oscars not been there, you only watch them because they're Oscar nominated. Shaylee, how many of the Best Picture nominees did you see?
You're hilarious.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Nobody sees the Best Picture nominees. And so then they're not excited to watch it. The year before, I think a lot of people saw La La Land, and that was a much bigger deal.
Okay, well, that, I get you that. Right?
Like in March Madness, if you don't fill out a bracket, you don't care so much about the games. Why do you care about the sleeper pick if you didn't pick? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a good point.
I guess you really have to love movies.
You have to really
want to watch it as bad as I do.
And I've seen, it's not fun if you haven't seen them. I haven't seen The Shape of Water, so I don't understand. She's in love with a fish. There's a fish man. It's nominated.
I don't understand.
Exactly.
It was Mark Malkin's best line from our show on Friday. But I saw Dunkirk, and I saw, you know, so I ended up seeing like 3 of them.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway did get to make up for their mistake last year where they mistakenly announced La La Land as the Best Picture winner. Last night, they correctly announced that The Shape of Water won the honor at the 90th Academy Awards. Frances McDormand won Best Actress for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And Sam Rockwell also took home Best Supporting Actor for that same film. Gary Oldman, Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. Joey is most excited that Kobe Bryant is now an Oscar winner.
Right. Took the mic. There we go.
I'm not excited that Kobe Bryant is an Oscar winner, as I am the fact that Shaq, his old teammate, doesn't have a single Oscar, but Kobe's got one before him.
That's right. Yes, so Kobe Bryant took home the award for Best Animated Short at the awards last night for Dear Basketball, which is based on his letter announcing his retirement from basketball. The Emoji Movie, number 1 at this year's Razzie Awards. The animated feature landed Worst Picture, Director, Screenplay, and Screen Combo at the mock ceremony. That's known formally as the Golden Raspberry Awards, so they hand out the honors for the worst in movies. 50 Shades Darker landed Worst Supporting Actress for Kim Basinger, and Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. Tom Cruise snagged Worst Actor for his work in The Mummy, and Mel Gibson won Worst Supporting Actor for Daddy's Home 2.
Now, this is interesting. I'm going to point this out to you. That website, the 538, they're the people that try to predict all the politics. all of the elections and stuff like that. They use statistical analysis to do so.
Yeah.
So hard numbers. They have a graphic this morning about how highly the audience ranks a movie versus how high the critics rank a movie.
Right.
For the Oscar winners. So if the you had gone by what audiences loved that critics didn't, last night's Best Picture winner would have been The Greatest Showman.
Aha, see? So, I saw a lot of people on Facebook upset that that didn't win.
Yeah, it didn't even win Best Song. I mean,
well, it wasn't even nominated for anything.
Best Song, but that was it, yeah.
But other movies that people love that will never get nominated because they're not critics, like people loved Wonder. For example, on here, they love Black Panther. I mean, that's not gonna get anything.
But it's one's too early.
It's like a big superhero movie. They don't nominate those.
No. In other news, Khloe Kardashian is expecting a baby girl. Make the room pink. The reality TV star revealed the sex of her baby in yesterday's season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She is due sometime in the next couple of months. That's your entertainment news on the show.
And that's going to wrap us up for today. So everybody have a good one. Our prom is getting up there, right, Shaylee? What's the deal on that?
So you can go to our website right now and you can vote. And you only have until 9 o'clock on Thursday. Megan, Jordan, Mallory, Cammie, and Natalie were the five finalists for the prom giveaway. So pick your winners now at KC1021.com.
And we'll announce the big winner on Friday morning, right? Yep.
Somebody win in the dress of their choice from Natalie M. in Overland Park, and we're going to throw in Tux Rental from Tip Top Tux.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.